Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for
Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball. The Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages.
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey, 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 hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants!
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bullseye Sports. Grab fashion by the horn. Their new collection is out at bullseyesports.net. B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. The new collection. I ordered my USA Patriot Polo, the new version. I hope you will too. Check it out. Bullseyesports.net. Grab fashion by the horns. Biggs Golf Talk is also brought to you by Grant Rods, Photo Ball Marker, McNally 22, UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today, no matter if it's a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. And Encore Golf, be more with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. Subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk in iTunes, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGS golftalk.com. Big John Vick, the Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, and Dennis Whiten, and the producer, Boxer Shorts, here on Biggs Golf Talk. Billy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Biggs.
I just want to send a big shout out to one Travis Harper. He is the host of the Golf Life Report that we have here on each and every week. Celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Harper.
Yeah, happy birthday, Travis.
We ran into Travis at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. It was great to put a face and a shake a hand of one Travis Harper. And boy, that guy's a hardworking guy there, Billy.
Yeah, he is, but I'm not sure I agree about the part looking at his face. It's kind of hard sometimes. I love you, Travis. I just want to say I love you after I made that comment, but I love you from afar, and I don't have to glaze into your eyes too long.
he's showing there an age. I did see some gray hair in his hair there, so he is getting up there in age.
Yeah, that comes with the marriage and the kids part. I've watched Travis grow over these years, you know, from before children to the two kids. And, you know, now all his posts are with the kids, which are phenomenal.
Yep.
You know, so you can see the growth and the man he's grown into. It's amazing.
Brother, how was your week, my friend?
It was great. You know, we had the launch finally of JP Wedge's experience. And let me tell you,
I am so jealous. That's all I got to say. I seen those wedges in the pictures. Woo, those look sweet.
Can you imagine keeping a secret and not being able to
I can't imagine
it. It's insane. I mean, I went for months not being able to tell anybody about it.
Yep.
And I mean anybody. You know what I mean? So
we're brothers, and you couldn't tell me.
No, and the thing is, you know, I'm part of the show, and I couldn't tell you. You know, I'm Golf Ball. I'm the director of communications for Golf Ball, and I couldn't tell any of them.
Right.
So, I mean, I felt like that alligator in the commercial. That, I'll get that, Bill. I'll get that. Yeah, okay. I can't get nothing because I can't say nothing. I can't do nothing. I'm listening to people talk, and people do this and that, and I'm just like, no, okay. Now breathe. And then you know what the worst part about it, Biggs? Can you imagine you go there, you get the whole entire experience, you're doing stuff with wedges that you've never done before, spinning the ball back and doing all this kind of crazy stuff, and then they tell you, oh, okay, you can't take it home. We're going to mail it to you when we release in about 2 months.
Yeah.
You want to talk about torture? That was torture, brother.
Oh, not only that, but they sent your wedges out and you weren't home.
Yes. I was in Pennsylvania, you know, my niece did her first communion and I wanted to be part of that. And I was on my way home and I was hoping that my twins would have been home from school. And then they told dad, there's a letter on the door from FedEx. And I was like, oh, so, but I actually drove 15 straight hours. So I wouldn't miss the delivery that was scheduled for the following day. But then when I got home, I figured, you know, I'm going to pass out. And I wrote a note. And I know you read the note.
Yep.
I heard when she started banging on my door, because it ended up being a woman FedEx driver. She was banging on the door. I could hear her cracking up at every pound that she was doing on that door. She was just laughing and laughing. I went in there. And she was like, thank you. You made my day. That's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. Because I did put at the end, with much love.
Right, BC, right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just wanted my package so bad. I had waited so long. I needed my package, and it was so worth the wait.
Now, have you actually gotten out and played with him yet?
No. I'm leaving Sunday for South Carolina. And they're going. They're making the trip. I need to get special covers for them because I don't care what anybody says. Oh, you cover your club. I'm covering them.
Yes.
These things are too pretty.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you've seen the pictures and the posts.
Yep.
You know, I got the Golf Father. I got JP Ambassador. I got stuff that has true meaning for me.
Yeah.
And to be part of it, the beginning, the creation, to watch it all come full circle, you know, 3.5 years. He was really virtually in seclusion with Titleist, doing and mastering what we all thought he had already mastered. And he just took it to a whole new different level. And the things that I was able to do with him in that whole entire experience, it was priceless. And I mean, I can't wait to get to South Carolina and start hitting those wedges. You know, I got my pitching wedge. I got a gap wedge. I got a sand wedge. I got a lob wedge. I got them all. And it's going to be fun. If I could have, honestly, I'd have him make my whole entire bag, JP. Maybe 12 wedges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have JP wedges, you know, 12 in my bag, all different lofts and everything. I think, you know, but. Yeah, it's incredible. But next week when we record, I'll let you know how they perform.
Absolutely.
Although I already know how they perform.
You did. Hey, listen, find out more information about the experience that the golf father, Bill Cuevas, went through with J.P. Wedges at the Titleist Performance Center in California. Go to golfbald.com and read the experience. See the pictures at golfbald.com. Billy, we got to head into our news. On today's program, we're going to have Jessica Foligno from Skin Sunscreen. Last week we announced a partnership between Skin Sunscreen and the Folds of Honor. Jessica here to talk about that. And reporting from the players is the one and only from Lynx Nation, Jason Bruno, going to be joining us. And your Golf Life Report right here on Biggs Golf Talk. It is time for your golf news. Golf News is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself, Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. Here with your golf news is the one and only Dennis Witten, or is it boxer shorts? Or is it Dennis Witten? Or is it boxer shorts? Or is it both of them? Anyway, here's your golf news.
Hey, thanks, Big John. Yeah, I'm filling in this week for the Golf Knickers news. And we're leading off with a big congratulations to the team of Cameron Smith and Jonas Blix, who went on to win the Zurich Classic of New Orleans on Monday, capturing a new format tournament that had been held over a day due to darkness. Wow. Smith had a 58-yard approach shot to about 3 feet away from the pin, and the Aussie went on to sink that birdie right into the bottom of the cup on the par 5 18th hole to give himself and the Swedish teammate the victory. Smith and Blix could have won on earlier holes, but they sucky-suckied and missed some birdie putts, but they pulled it off in the end. And for Cameron Smith, that was his first win on the PGA Tour, and he's only 23 years old. So congratulations to Cameron. Nice job. Right. Also, we got to say something about Kevin Kinsner and Scott Brown. They went out and fired a 12 under 60 on Sunday to force that playoff. That's amazing. Kinsner made a chip from about 95 feet away on the 18th hole, but darkness prevented further play. Each player, Cameron Smith and Jonas Blix, that is, picked up a little over $1 million for winning that tournament. Wow, that's a lot of money. And they got 400 FedEx Cup points each. So, at the end of the tournament, and as of today, our top five in the FedEx Cup are Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Hideki Matsuyama, I hope I said that right, John Rahm, and Adam Hadwin. Right, it's good. So, moving on, we're going to talk about the old guys, I mean the Champions Tour. They're out in Woodland, Texas, and this guy that Dennis says he knows, this guy Tom Lyman, fired an 8-under 64 in round one of the Inspirity Invitational, grabbing the lead by 3 shots, entering into the weekend. Good job. He's going to need those because, you know, he's a little old. He might not be able to hang in there. But, hey, he's wearing a Folds of Honor belt, so that guy gets my vote. Way to go, Tom Lyman. In windy conditions out at the Woodlands Country Club, Lehman started on the back nine, and he made 30 at the turn. He added 2 more birdies, but made a bogey on the 16th, and then bounced back with another birdie on the last hole to get back to 8-under par. He said, "Any time you finish with a birdie, it feels really good." He also said, "I managed to get it around in good fashion." I'm not quite sure what he means, but I'll take his word for it. With swirling conditions confusing players throughout the day, Lehman hit fairways and greens and then let his putter take over. He hit 12 out of 14 fairways and made multiple long putts en route to his 8-under par. So great job, Tom Lehman. Now, we don't have a points thing for you, but I did want to talk about the top 5 in the money list for the Charles Schwab Cup. And I guess this is the same thing. It's a money list instead of points. But the top five for these guys are Bernhard Langer, Fred Couples, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Scott McCarron, and Carlos Franco. We got some good diversity there, don't we? In fact, Franco is trailing by only $328,000 behind Langer. And each of them have won one tour victory already this year. So congrats to the guys. Let's see. We need to move on and look ahead to next week's Players' Championship. And this should be exciting. Out at the TPC Sawgrass, which is a 7,189-yard par 72, already lauded as a course that plays no favorites and definitely tests all parts of a player's game. The stadium course offers two new tests this year for the game's best players. The narrow water hazard between number 6 and 7 has been expanded into a regular lake. Hey, maybe I can go swimming there. Removing several trees in the vicinity, and also more significant is on number 12, which has been turned into a drivable par 4 with both fairway and green sloping towards a new water hazard on the left. What hasn't changed is that the hole that receives the most attention, the iconic 17th hole that measures only 137 yards over water to a green connected by only a narrow rear pathway. So this ought to be exciting, and you can get 600 points in the FedEx Cup if you win. But even more importantly, more than 300 Northeast Florida charities have received assistance from the Players' Championship. Among them was the Wolfson Children's Hospital, the American Cancer Society, the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida. And in fact, last year they raised $8.5 million for charity, and so far to date they've raised over $84 million. And as always, our golf news is sponsored by Golf Knickers, the world's largest leading retailer of classic golf apparel. For more information about Golf Knickers, you need to go to golfknickers.com. And if you put in the promo code BIGG, B-I-G-G, because this is big news, you can save 10% on all your golf knickers. We'll be right back with more of Biggs Golf Talk right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit readyputt.com. That is readyputt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Thoughts is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Thoughts, visit www.golfthoughts.com. Golf Thoughts is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Thoughts is www.golfthoughts.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your Golf Thoughts. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network. Stitcher Radio and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Interesting newscast from Dennis the Menace and Boxer Shorts. We are here teeing up on 7, 8, and 9 before we make the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. And July 31st and July 30th, Billy and I, nonstop for freedom. Billy and I are going to try and golf as many holes. Our goal, 100 holes for freedom and raise money to do that and help the Folds of Honor. On July 31st, it is the Patriot Shootout, Indiana. And we're looking forward to being a part of that on both of those days, Billy, right?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Can't forget about Doc, because Doc is going to be there again, too, as well.
Oh, yeah, no, he's down for the program. He wants to golf with us, so you know how Doc is. Doc's looking forward for that one time a year.
Absolutely.
A big support as well.
Absolutely. Well, Billy, we got a press release. Just last week we announced that press release because it was fresh off the wire. Skin Sunscreen provides a premium sunscreen product specifically designed for the golf athlete and their families. Has announced it has joined the Folds of Honor mission as a supporting partner. As a supporting partner, Skin Sunscreen is customizing products with the Folds of Honor logo. These products will be included in the Folds of Honor catalog, which is sent to facilities that host fundraising events for the mission. Here to talk about their decision to donate 13%, stands for 13 Folds of the Flag, is the one and only Jessica Foligno. Jessica, welcome into Biggs Golf Talk.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being on.
First off, tell us about your company and tell us about the product that you offer out there for the golfers.
Thanks. So Skin Sunscreen is a Phoenix-based company. We're actually a pretty small company. It's myself and my partners, Greg and Michelle Holman. And though we're small, we have a pretty wide reach at this point. So we've been in business for about 4 years, and we are a golf-exclusive sunscreen product. And what makes us golf-exclusive and different than the rest is that we were able to work with our chemist over in California. So all of our products are American-made. Set with a chemist, and we needed a specific formula that was not greasy. Mm-hmm. So that men, women, golfers, anyone, any outdoor activity, but especially golf, could put their sunscreen on in the morning before their round of golf, go out, not have to wash their hands, not have to worry about a product dripping in their eyes. You know, a lot of people decide not to wear sunscreen before they go on the golf course because they're worried about all of those issues.
That's me.
Exactly. You know, nobody wants to get out there and start sweating and, you know, the product run into your eyes and it burns and then it's greasy and oily and then they just decide not to put it on and there you go unprotected. So we worked very closely with our chemist and our manufacturer, and we were actually able to remove all of the oils from the active ingredient. We came up with a formula that is 100% not greasy. And of course, it's most important because it has zinc and titanium. So it's a mineral-based formula. Really nice scent. We're a very simple product line. We don't focus on before and after care and shampoo and all of that. We are strictly sunscreen, strictly to the golf market at this point.
Billy, you actually use the sunscreen along with Doc, by the way. Doc also uses the sunscreen. We had put on social media about having them on the show this week and having this interview, and Doc came out and said, "Hey, I use that, you know." Billy, firsthand, tell us about
the
product.
Wonderful.
Well, I've been using them from the beginning. The first time I saw them and actually found out about the product was actually at the PGA show. That's when I first came across them, and that was a couple of years ago. And I might have met you. I'm not sure. There's a good chance I met you, Jessica. You know, we're always at the show. I've been there for the last 6 years going to the show. So, you know, I think it was, I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago that I got my That was you guys, yeah.
That was me. I'm always there.
Yep. Yeah. So, did you hand out samples this year at the demo day? Because I got some little package. I think it was you that gave me extra.
Yeah. That was me. That was me. I always give extra.
Yes,
whatever.
Oh, yeah. That was you. Yes. Because
that's it.
I live in Florida, so I have to make sure because, you know, you got to be careful. You got to protect yourself. And like when we did play with Doc last year, he's a big fan of yours. And Biggs knows a lot of the stuff before I even attempt to use it. Even when we were using other products, I was like, Doc, what do you think? And he read all the ingredients and check everything. Mm-hmm. Now break it down for me. And then like, okay, you could use it. And then I would use it. So to get his endorsement, that was huge. You know,
that's awesome. You know, and that being said, we do very little advertising, and we really use, you know, the grassroots. We use our customers as our advertisement. We use, you know, our sunscreen is number one on the PGA Tour right now. We have a tour rep that goes out on every event. He puts our products in the players' locker rooms before each event, and he follows the guys all weekend. And he's been on tour for 20 or 25 years. These players are using our product electively. We don't have to pay anyone. Right. We don't, you know, and that's that's really kind of a testament to who we are and our product. So thanks, Doc. We appreciate that.
Doc and Golf Father approve. You can't get a better suit than that. I don't know.
Great.
Now, let me, because I'm one of those skeptics. I'm one of those people that have used sunscreen, and I'm one of those people that sweat bad and have that problem, even as a baseball umpire, because I umpire baseball as well, and people ask me, why don't you wear sunscreen? I don't, because I sweat so much, and, you know, trying to hold my indicator in my hand, and I can't turn the dials on it, or holding a golf club because my hands are sweating, and I can't hold it because I got sunscreen, and it's running down my arm. And so to see something like this and to know that you actually have a formula, that's pretty incredible. And, Billy, I didn't know you used it until we talked about it when this press release came out. So I'm going to have to give this a try, even on a baseball diamond. I want to try to give this a try because, you know, to have something that's not going to be oily is very important in what I do, not just on a golf course, but with my baseball umpiring as well.
Oh, absolutely.
It's huge, big, because, you know, I golf on Saturday and Sundays, and, you know, and like I'm in Florida. So, I mean, the temperature rises really, really quick here. And my deterrent was I used to use the spray, but then I felt, my skin felt tight. It felt I didn't like the spray. So then I tried using the other stuff and putting that thing on at 6 o'clock in the morning and having my hands feel, you know, oily, like we'll say.
Right.
It was weird. Yep. So when I first tried their product, I could put it on. I don't feel like I got to run to wash my hands 12 times so I could, you know, feel the natural, you know, and as opposed to feeling oily. So with this stuff, you put it on and I'll just forget about it. And, you know, sometimes I'll put it back on after, depending on how hot it is.
You have to, and that's really, that's honestly what we did. You know, we are consumers as well. And we had issues with every sunscreen, and I'm not saying any other sunscreen's bad, but you know, I had a hard time finding something that had the minerals that your doctor is going to recommend. You have to have the minerals in a sunscreen or you're wasting your money. So I couldn't find anything that was, you know, mineral based and a clean formula that wasn't oily. And so as a consumer and a business owner, I went, you know, like I said, we sat down with these manufacturers and said, we want to formulate this specific formula for, you know, these sports. We're sports driven, you know, and not that we're exclusive to just sports, but we want this to be a functional piece of equipment. Not just something that people use occasionally. This is necessary now. And, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates just placed a huge order with us. So it's obviously not just for golf.
Right.
The entire team trusts it.
Right. And that goes back to what I was saying about baseball, right? Because I'm a baseball umpire. And, you know, if the Pittsburgh Pirates are ordering it, that means they can throw the ball. You know, they don't have a problem holding the bat. So that says a lot. Now, let me ask you this, Jessica. Is there a recommended time to apply this before your activities, before you go golfing?
Yes, absolutely. And it depends on who you're talking to. So you're talking to me now. So this is part of my daily regimen. Sunscreen should be part of, you know, after you brush your teeth, you should put sunscreen on. You know, you protect your teeth on a daily basis. Why wouldn't you protect your skin that is exposed to sunlight at all times that you're outside, whether it's cloudy or sunny? So, yes, as soon as you get ready in the morning, that should be part of your daily routine. And then especially before you get, you know, out, before you're going to participate in outdoor sports. So, but when you're out and on the course or on the field or, you know, whatever activity you're doing, snow skiing, whatever it is, you know, you apply before you get out there. If you're sweating or if you're in, you know, a lot of water, conditions where the sunscreen's getting beat down, you apply every 80 minutes as recommended by the FDA. The reapplication is just as important as the initial application. You know, sunscreen, it just doesn't last all day. And you can talk to any doctor or any FDA affiliate, and they will tell you that. So reapplication is very important for sunscreen.
Is there a difference between applying a lotion to the spray that you offer? Is there a difference in applying the time frame? And you say 80 minutes. So even with spray, it could be that 80-minute time frame, or should it be sooner?
They recommend every 80 minutes. Like I said, it's really based on what you're doing. You know, and I always recommend, you know, the spray is really good for reapplication. I definitely recommend that the lotion formula with the minerals to be applied as a base layer, because that's what minerals do, is they create a layer on top of your skin. So they're not absorbed.
Right.
And the spray is really good for reapplication. A lot of times sprays don't have the same formula as the lotion product. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, be careful on the sprays that you're using.
I got a question, and I guess it would help actually both me and Biggs, because Big experienced it last week when you were umpiring, and when I was in Indiana for the LPGA event a couple weeks ago, I got windburn.
Yes.
And I'm still
suffering it on my lips. I swear I am.
Yeah, and I go, you know, because I get to travel, and when I travel, I mean, and I live in Florida, and I don't have a prom, but sometimes, of course, I may forget my, depending on when I travel, because you need the little tiny ones. So I'll use what they gave me. I won't mention the name, but I used it in Indiana, the one that they gave me to use, and I got burnt. And I don't burn,
right.
You know, I'm Latin. I get dark, and I actually burnt, and my face was like bright red. My lips, my eyes, everything was just totally different. Have you guys checked that out, how it works along with the sun and the wind?
You know, that's a really good question. No, we haven't. As far as wind burn, I have no experience with that.
I will test it for you.
our product has gone through extensive testing, and it does not go through any sort of wind burning test. So that's a really good question. I do. I will speak to the burning. You need to be sure that you have a sunscreen that is UVA, UVB protection, which is. So the UV, those are burning rays, and the UVA are aging rays. So if you don't have a broad spectrum sunscreen, which ours is, you're more susceptible to be burned. So just be careful. Be careful. You know, that's really great that someone's being responsible enough to hand out sunscreen. Just be careful what you're putting on your body. And with skin sunscreen, you just so you know, we actually packaged our tubes. We have a 1.4 ounce and a 3.4 ounce, and we have a little airplane symbol on the back of our tube because you can travel with ours. On purpose, we made it the size that you can put on your carry-on, that you don't have to trash before you check through security. So you don't have to use what they're giving out, because a lot of times it's just not the best. But right. So just be careful what you're using.
Gotcha.
There you go.
And then we've got a lip balm, too. You always use a lip balm. That'll definitely protect them from the wind.
Yeah. I got to try the lip balm. I haven't had the lip balm.
I got to try that too.
I've stuck with the one. Well, whatever I think I got the right. I don't even know the name of it, but I just use whatever I got for my lip balm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Most people do. No, you have to try our lip balm. We have an SPF 30 formula, and it's actually a beeswax formula. So it's not like chapstick. It's just a real smooth application, and it just goes in your pocket, and you'll never use anything else after you use a lip balm.
I'm not going to have any bees trying to follow around my lips, are they?
It's better than sunburn.
Exactly.
Yes.
Jessica Foligno here on Biggs Golf Talk, and we're talking about skin sunscreen. And now let's talk. We have just a few minutes. We're just flying by out of time right now, and it's just incredible how interesting the information is. But you have partnered up with the Folds of Honor, as we said in the introduction. Talk about that partnership and how it came about.
Sure. So our company, Skin Sunscreen, we participate in many programs with a company called PGA Magazine, which is the official publication of the PGA of America. And with that, Folds of Honor are also partners with PGA Magazine as well. So we have all been, and the golf industry is very small, if you know that or not. It's a pretty tight-knit family group, and we do a lot of events together. So Skin Sunscreen has participated in some conferences where the Folds of Honor have had a guest speaker, presenting sponsor, or just someone there from the Folds, and we were able to, you know, meet and spend time with some of the top people in the foundation. And, you know, they have a guest speaker that comes, and it's usually the wife and kids of a fallen soldier. And they come to tell their story of how the Folds of Honor Scholarship Program has affected and benefited their lives, and what a difference it's made. And, you know, if you're ever in the room, you know, there's not a dry eye in the house. It's very emotional. And as I tell you right now, the first experience I had was 4 years ago, and I could tell you exactly what this woman said. It's just an amazing program. So we decided, you know, we want to help too. We want to be part of the Folds of Honor, and we want to be part of this scholarship program that the Folds of Honor hosts for the children and spouses of fallen soldiers. And, you know, if we can, you know, do anything to help, you know, that's really our mission. So we've decided to create a special program with Skin Sunscreen where we customize the caps on our tubes, mm-hmm. The tubes of sunscreen, with the Folds of Honor logo, which is the flag. Wow. And it's a beautiful logo. And awesome. We've it's kind of a side program specifically for this initiative. And we are promoting to different golf facilities that host Patriot Golf Days and the Folds of Honor events themselves. So in sunscreen with the Folds of Honor customized caps, a portion of the sales will be donated to the Folds of Honor Scholarship Program.
Perfect. How can people find out more information about Skin Sunscreen?
Skin Sunscreen, you can go to www.skinsunscreen.com. And you're able to see all the product lineup there, and we encourage you to read, you know, our news and resources. We've got a lot of information about our company and the different programs that we're part of, and especially the Folds of Honor.
You know, Jessica, I'm going to put this product to the test. I'm actually going to get some, and I'm going to put it to the test both as an umpire, and trust me, I have a lot of umpire friends that would use it if I say it's a go, because they know how I am with applying substance on me for sun, you know, with different sunscreens and stuff like that, because I sweat a lot. So it's just, you know, I will put that product to test. And, you know, as a golfer as well, I want to, you know what, and as soon as I use it and I've tried it, I'm going to come back on the air, and I'm sure I'm going to have nice things according to what Billy says and Doc says and stuff like that, and how you conducted yourself on this interview and talked about how the formula has been made. I am sure I'm going to come back on this show, and I'm going to say I highly recommend this product.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I look forward to that. I look forward to that challenge, and I'm pretty confident I'll hear back from you.
Jessica Folino, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk, and good luck to you. And, you know, anything we could do to support that fundraising effort with the Folds of Honor, you just let us know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Coming up next here on Biggs Golf Talk, it is your Golf Life Report as we make the turn here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Have you ever attended a PGA Tour event and watched the pros hitting balls on the range? If you have, then you may have noticed a person standing around each player watching them hit the ball. This person is their company tour representative. They are there to work with each player to get their clubs dialed in before each tournament. Golf Life talked with some of these representatives to see what exactly they do to help the pros.
One of the first things I do when I see one of our staff brand ambassadors, especially Bobby Gates, is I come check the equipment to see where things are. Check for centeredness of contact, check the setting, check the loft, the screw, and it could be as simple as regripping their entire set. It could be changing lofts and lies. It could be working on a backup set of irons or a new driver. How have the results been with the 913 D2? We look down the road with them about what they want to accomplish and how we can help them achieve those goals. Recently, we had a weather delay on a Tuesday on the PGA Tour. And what happens for us is that's when the players come visit the tour van. We could have six players, six caddies in our office area, and that's when they start to discuss their needs, their wants, their likes, their dislikes. But we treat that as a dugout situation. We talk, we joke a little bit, we have a good time, but we want them to be comfortable in our dugout, which is their dugout. So we really try to treat them as a team and a family and help them prepare for each week of competition. We also work with them on the off weeks when they're home with their teacher, their sports psychologist, their workout person, thinking about what will help them play better when they come back out on tour. So we really try to be as involved as necessary to help them perform their best each week.
So we're gonna come in Monday morning early. I'm gonna look at the field list and kind of get an idea of what we're up against for the week. On a typical week, we're looking at approximately 150 wedges in play, which is about 40 to 42% of the count. So it's going to keep us pretty occupied. My focus out here is to do just Vokey wedges for Titleist and to make sure that each player out here has what they need to get through the turf properly, play the course the way they want to, and hopefully shoot some low scores. After Wednesday, we usually head back to our homes. I live in Carlsbad. So when I go back home, I'm actually preparing for the following week. So I take 2 or 3 days just to kind of get my things together, some of the promises that I've made on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and just get ready to go to the next event and take care of the guys there. Typically, everybody's different. You get a lot of requests for grip changes, lofts and lies, but if you get somebody who needs something specific, like a polishing difference, we'll typically get on the chipping green or the practice area. We'll hit out of the bunkers in the rough around the greens, just get an idea of what bottom is going to be best for them for the conditions of the course. And then I'll take those wedges in, we'll adjust them basically on the grinding wheels, lofts and lies. I might even change bounces or even models just to get a better idea of what feels right and what sounds right for each player. If you haven't been inside the van before, there are two sections for general assembly. You have one section for putters and one section for wedges. This is kind of where I spend most of my time if I'm not out there on the golf course, but we carry a lot of stock. Because of how popular we are out here on the PGA Tour, We make sure that we have everything that we need each week. If I don't have it, I'll have it shipped in if I need to, but I typically will keep at least three of each model in four different finishes. Sometimes you'll get a guy or a player who will say, you know, I like my wedge, but I really want to do some different things with it. Things that we can't do out here, where I need to go back to the factory, I need to custom polish it, make sure that it's right. And then I might bring out two or three samples. The next week, we'll test them there and get a better idea of what we need to do. It's pretty busy out here. I had a player yesterday who came to me and said, you know what, just things don't feel right. We talked about it, we hit some shots, and we realized that, you know, the bottoms that he had too much bounce, too much camber. And so after doing some grinding and a little bit of testing, he came back and said, that's totally different from what I had before. I'm really pleased, and it's given me the result that I want. So, you know, you get those things all the time. Everybody's a little different. Some guys struggle, but my week-to-weeks out here are very, very busy. I'm always running back and forth doing a bunch of projects at the same time.
As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out GolfLife.com or follow us on Facebook.com/GolfLife or on Twitter @GolfLife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BullZiSports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom. Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. As promised, as we tee it up here on 16-17, and oh, TPC Sawgrass, 17th hole, par 3, the Players, and on the 18th hole, joining the Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, and I is the one and only Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation, who has a live report right now from the Players. And Jason, welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend. And how about that Ricky Fowler on 17 on Wednesday, huh? Getting that ace. I think that's a good luck charm right there, my friend.
It could be. I'm out here right now in the practice area. I was on 16 fairway when I heard the roar go up over there on 17. So they had a little fun going on over there. Apparently Justin Thomas hit it to a foot and lost the hole. So how about that?
Announced this week as Rory McIlroy signing with TaylorMade, huh, Jason?
Absolutely did. In fact, as I told you off air, I had the information for a while, but that was embargoed information that I couldn't release. So, yeah, he signed with TaylorMade. He's playing these prototype irons, these blades they made for him, and M2 driver and fairway woods. He's still a little undecided on the putter as of Wednesday when we're taping here. So we'll have to see which putter he goes. If he's got a spider in the bag, but from what I hear, he's going to stick with his Odyssey prototype this week. But we'll see. If he misses a few putts on Thursday, maybe he'll switch back and forth.
I know you're out at the event. Did you hear anything about TaylorMade and Adams and everything being sold?
Yes. In fact, when I was in the press conference with Sergio About an hour ago, the news broke that KPS Capital purchased TaylorMade for $425 million, including Adams and Ashworth. Yep. That company manages $5.7 billion in assets, so I guess they could afford it.
Hey, Billy, that's just chump change to us. We have that in our pockets together.
Yeah. Well, apparently, from what I'm understanding, the Rory deal for 10 years, $100 million. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they must have picked that up, or they waited for TaylorMade to pick it up and then sell. I mean, you don't know when the actual sale date was, and they announced of Rory.
Right.
I mean, God only knows.
They now have the top three players in the world. So you got DJ, you got Jason Day, and you got Rory all playing TaylorMade equipment. So right before he flew to Ireland to get married, and the big thing that got him was the new TP5X ball. Apparently he's fallen in love with that ball, and so that was the main thing for him. He was looking for a ball. He wasn't happy with the ball he was playing with. I won't mention her name. And so he's in the TP5X ball right now. So he's a happy camper. He's got his money. He's got his clubs. We'll see what he does this week. I don't have him as one of the favorites only because he just got married 2 weeks ago, and he's got a new set of clubs, and he's just trying to figure it out. So
should be interesting.
Absolutely. Now, Billy, what is your favorite hole at TPC Sawgrass?
The water hole that everybody throws the balls in. isn't that your favorite one? I want to know how many balls are going in this time. 200, 300.
That's always a Vegas bet, isn't it, Jason? Is how many balls will go in throughout this whole tournament?
I could tell you a really good story. Well, maybe on another show when you have time for me to tell it about my one and only appearance there on that hole. It didn't end up bad, but it started really bad. Let's just put it that way. I got very sick on the back end. I got ill with dehydration and food poisoning. And
oh goodness.
It was sort of an outing I was doing with some Kiwis from New Zealand who became good friends of mine. And, I muddled through it until we got to that hole, and I projectiled some things before I hit the tee box. We'll leave it at that. If you want to go through the top 10 here, we can certainly do that in terms of who I like and what I think the prospects of the top three are. We can run through the top 10 real fast.
Let's do that.
All right. So we've got DJ, who's actually in his press conference right now, but I'm here talking to you. So, he's never been a big factor here, although he's playing so well right now, you can't write him off. So, I mean, he's definitely a factor, but I don't have him as one of my favorites only because I think a T28 is his best showing ever here. So I've got him contending, but I don't have him as one of my favorites to win. And then we went through Rory. Jason Day, his putting, he's 147th in putting right now after being first on tour last year. So he's still trying to figure it out after his mother's illness. So I'm kind of writing him off, although he's a defending champion. So I'm not saying he won't be in the mix, but I don't see him winning. You got Spieth, who's kind of trending up at number 5 in the world. I kind of like where he's at right now. His first 60 holes he played here were bogey-free. So even though he missed the cut here the last 2 years, I have him in my top three contending this week because he's just trending upward and loves the place. Hideki Matsuyama, who's number 4 in the world, he's flying under the radar. Him and Justin Rose at number 8. They're not really getting much love out here this week, but certainly as ball strikers, they can definitely contend. The Sergio just came out of his press conference, and he's just getting his feet out from under him after the Masters, and I don't think he's practiced much, so I'm not expecting a lot out of him. Stenson at number 7 in the world just came out of his press conference, and he seems to be regaining some confidence, but he's missed quite a few cuts this year. So Ricky Fowler at number 9 is intriguing to me. Even though he's had the hole in one today, I don't really consider that a factor, but he's trending upwards as well. And the guy I really like is at number 12 in the world, John Rahm.
Yep.
Because they've changed so many things here this week, guys, you can kind of throw out the old book that everybody looks at. I mean, the greens are different. They've changed them to Tiff Eagle. They've kind of blown some of the some of the greens up and redid them, and they're all newly grassed. They got different contours on them.
Added hazards?
Yeah, 6 and 7 are new holes. 12 is a completely new golf hole. It's drivable. So I don't, you know, the old guys like Mickelson and guys like that, Stenson, I don't know if experience is really an advantage here this year. So I kind of like John Rahm this week. Guy just never finishes out of the top 10, and he's due to break through again after Torrey Pines earlier this year. So those are my three guys. I got Rahm, I've got Ricky Fowler, and I've got Spieth. Those are my three guys that I'm really looking at this week.
You know, I'm with you with John Rahm. I mean, the guy, he's due for a victory. The guy is just solid. Kind of disappointed in Hideki Matsuyama, who started off strong of the season. I thought he would be a favorite at the Masters. I thought he would, you know, perform well there. I'm liking one Ricky Fowler. I mean, after that ace on Wednesday, that's good luck. And, you know, hopefully, nothing but looking up when Sunday comes around and Ricky Fowler wins the Players. And I really hope he does. But, yeah, I like John Rahm as well. How about you, Golf Father?
Well, I like Ricky, but I think everybody's right about Rahm. I think somebody out of the top 10 is going to win. And I think it's going to be exciting. And like I said, you know, in the beginning, my favorite whole thing about watching is if they can show me the water hole everybody hit at it, I'd be happy. I'd be happy for 18, you know, watching 3 hours of people hit the ball in the water. It would make me feel better about myself when I play.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what the forecast is for this week. I've got it sitting here in front of me. It's on Sunday. Temperature drops and the winds go up. So you could have what you want, Bill, on Sunday. You got 79 degrees for the high and 10 to 20 miles an hour out of the northeast.
Yep.
On Sunday. So there's your carnage on Sunday, Billy. So
yep.
You know, Jason Bruno from Lynx Nation, one of the key aspects to me to winning the Players is the short game and your putting. I think somebody else brought this up on how the best putters in the world is going to perform well at the Players. What is your thought on what has to be the main aspect of one's game at TPC Sawgrass?
Well, it's definitely the ball striking. I've played here before. I've covered the event the last 4 years. And although, you know, most of the areas around the greens now, you don't have the overseeded rye rough. So everything's shaved off the bank. So you're going to see a lot of balls that hit the greens and roll off the edges. So chipping and putting will be a big part of it. But it always comes down to ball striking here. You look at the people that win, Sergio, Tiger, Al Sutton, you just look at the guys that win here, and it's almost always a ball striker. You pretty much never see anybody do it with smoke and mirrors here. So
yep.
It's going to be a guy, you know, Stenson won in 2009, I'm sorry. So it's going to take a guy that hits 12, 13, 14 greens around here. It's just, you're not going to see a guy hitting 9, 10 greens around winning. You're just not going to see it.
Jason Bruno, Lynx Nation, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk. How can people follow you and find out more information about Lynx Nation?
They can find me either at LynxNation.com, my tour report at GolfLife.com, or on Twitter at Lynx Nation.
There you go. Jason, have fun out there, brother, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Good talking with you.
Billy, that wraps up another show, my friend. See you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Biggs.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bull's Eye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullsEyeSports.net. That's BullsEye, the letter I, sports.net. Ready Put. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Ruckit Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckit Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.